Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes. I'm Stephanie Myers.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Pena.
Welcome, Talk Tuners. This is the show where we share stories and memories connected to the music that has shaped our lives. We love talking with you. We're glad you're here.
Yes, welcome, Talk Tuners. All right, let's get right to it. So, spring has sprung. And so has concert season. You know, my season actually technically kicked off in February. But, you know, we all know that with spring, we are welcoming outdoor concerts and festivals. And Talk Tuners, I have a ton of great things lined up. I am actually going to be seeing New Order very soon at the AT&T Center in San Antonio. So stoked about that. That has been a band that's been on my bucket list for I don't even know how long. Oh, Stephanie, I can't believe I'm seeing New Order finally.
Yeah, I'm very envious. I'm very envious. It's going to be amazing.
I will definitely give you the play-by-play run through about the experience. I know that the band's going to be playing some Joy Division songs as well. So my black heart is just pumping right now. It's, it's so happy. On that note, I'm also seeing Depeche Mode. Yeah, this will be the second time I've seen them. I'm super stoked about that. Phenomenal live. I'm also going to be going out to Vegas in May for the Sick New World Festival. So that is for folks that may are interested. This is definitely a collaboration of 80s, 90s, early 2000s, punk, metal, new metal. Headliners are Korn and System of a Down. So just to give you a little preview there, folks that we've even talked about on this show are playing, including My Life with Thrillkill Cult. So So it's gonna be quite the time. I'm also gonna be able to see my faves, Deftones, for the millionth time, and I don't care. It's gonna be great. And I'm also looking into tickets to see Lil Wayne. He's playing out in Stubbs and in Austin. So, with spring as well, of course, Austin's going to be bumping with South By and all the other side shows that come along with it. It's an exciting time. Do you have anything lined up, Steph?
I was actually going to see Lil Wayne as well. Tickets were sort of astronomical around here.
So, really?
Yeah. There's a real ticket surge around here lately. Prices. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't be too surprised, but it's an interesting time for that.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that when we have to be extra choosy because of prices. Yeah, I know we've all felt it in some shape or form for sure. Looking forward, got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'll let y'all know all about my show experiences. But let's get started on today's topic. So we are continuing our 90s theme. Hope that you enjoyed our little mini series thus far. We couldn't think of a better band to add to the 90s. Now, mini theme here. This particular artist is an important group that had a profound impact on the industry and still influences new artists today. This is definitely, and again, I can't stress just the importance of this band. We are talking about Public Enemy and their 1990 Fear of a Black Planet album. And one of the biggest tracks off that album, Fight the Power. Listen if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm
So good. So good.
Yeah. I do want to say, for those folks that are familiar with Fight the Power, you know it's funny. It starts off 1989. But yes. But the song was actually released in 1990. The band, they were formed in 1985. And that includes Chuck D, Flavor Flav, Terminator X, and Progressor Griff. So most folks on the line who think of Public Enemy, I know, will always definitely go towards Chuck D and Flavor Flav. Terminator X was their original DJ, and Professor Griff was one of the co-founders of Public Enemy. They are also an alum of the Def Jam Records crew. So Rick Rubin was involved with them as well, you know, in their beginning of their career, and brought them on with all of those Hall of Famers. And Stephanie, you know a little bit more of how they met and they formed. Tell us.
Yeah. Just quick shout out to Rick Rubin. Feel like he comes up a lot on the show.
Yes.
We are big fans of his production. So it's obvious, you know, that this was going to be doubly good when this came out. But yeah, you know, they have a fun history as a band. The original members, Chuck D and Flavor Flav, they met while in college, which seems to be a theme, just like us yet again, Stephanie. I feel like this also came up a couple episodes ago.
But yes. All good friendships start in college. They do.
So I thought that was pretty cool. They met in the mid-80s. They began rapping social commentary. I thought that was really cool. And then the name Public Enemy originated from a sense of persecution from another DJ. And this was just as well as persecution within the broader, you know, white supremacist society they're in and trying to function within. So it became the title of their first tape, which is Public Enemy Number One. And then that, of course, the sentiment also just communicates their viewpoint in general, which they articulate across their songs, how African-Americans are often the target of discrimination and violence, and how that is a recurring unfortunate theme.
Absolutely, 100%. Definitely revolutionary rap group, incredible success. These guys come out of Long Island, New York. They've been nominated for a slew of Grammys. They were honored in 2020 by the Grammys for the Lifetime Achievement Award. They performed not too long ago for the 50th anniversary of hip hop performance with various artists at the Grammys. That was so incredible. And also, they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in fact, they are the fourth hip hop group to be inducted. So yeah, these are some alone for those who do not know who they are. Yeah, check them out because yeah, they're pretty good. You know, I guess, you know, they're all right. Yeah. You know, outside of these achievements, right? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. They're amazing. So outside of these achievements, Chuck D is also collaborated with other artists. He is now a member of the supergroup Prophets of Rage, which includes members from Rage Against the Machine and Cypress Hill. I have seen them live. It was a lot of fun. Flavor Flav, he has been in his own reality show, Flavor of Love. So he has definitely gone out of the traditional music space to share his other talents. And just on a quick topic of Flavor Flav, I know for individuals who know who he is, always think of him as a comedic figure of sorts, you know, definitely was more, brought more of a little bit of a lighter sense of these serious messages that Public Enemy are expressing in their music. A lot of people don't realize that Flavor actually raps, and he's fucking great at it too. And so on this album, Fear of a Black Planet, I highly recommend folks to check out 911 as a Joke. That was the first song that I had heard from them. And that's all Flav. That entire song. So good stuff. You know, Public Enemy has been a part of my life since I was a kid, first grade. It was the first tape I owned by a rap artist. And I remember gifting the tape to this little kid that I felt needed some music knowledge. Yes. Yeah. I don't know anything about life in the first grade, but here I am gifting music, right? Powerful, important music, right? I'm like, really? Like, I, yeah. Anyway. Okay, kid. Okay, kid. Okay, kid. But let's start talking about the song Fight the Power. There's so much to talk about this song. It is a major force in hip hop. But Stephanie, I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, there's fascinating things about this song in particular. Talk Tuners, as you may or may not know, Fight the Power was composed for Spike Lee's film, Do the Right Thing, which is great, great film. If you have not seen it, it was very groundbreaking. And it was, the song was inspired by the Isley Brothers' 1975 song of the same name. So while, of course, Fight the Power, as we said, appeared on the album, it was composed for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say as a side note on the album, I think my two other favorites are Welcome to the Terror Dome and Power to the People. So just a, you know, there's just so many good ones on there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And 911 is a joke is on that album too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like got our faves and they're classics for a reason. But anyway, in Fight the Power, we talked a little bit actually about this in our Elvis two-parter episode, but as folks may know or remember, these lyrics call out both Elvis Presley and John Wayne as racist. And in an Associated Press interview in 2002 with Chuck D, he did clarify his feelings about Elvis at least. And he'd said, as a musicologist, I consider myself one. There's always a great deal of respect for Elvis, especially during his Sun sessions. As Black people, we all knew that. He said, my whole thing was the one-sidedness. Like Elvis's icon status in America made it like nobody else counted. My heroes came from someone else. My heroes came before him. My heroes were probably his heroes. As far as Elvis being the king, I couldn't buy that. That's fair enough, Chuck D. And then as folks know, Elvis frequently referred to Fats Domino as the king when people tried to put the mantle on Elvis and be like, this is your title. So I don't know. I love the history of these types of things, and I'm fascinated on how they've evolved over the years.
Yeah, no, thanks for bringing that up. Absolutely. So we do hit on that. I've said this plenty of times, John, I'm not an Elvis fan, but neither here nor there. So, you know, these lyrics, it's, you know, a little bit more focus on the lyrics. So the song was actually written by Chuck D when he was on a flight with Run DMC, several members of Run DMC going to Italy for a show. And according to this article that I found from youdiscovermusic.com, it talks about the legacy of Fight the Power. And according to Chuck D at that time, he was definitely feeling the tensions from his home, you know, from his city, from New York. And things that were going down at this time that were completely unjust, including the incarceration of the former Central Park Five. That was definitely very relevant, very new, very fresh, very infuriating, still is. And, you know, and that energy was poured into this song. And something that I also want to share with you, Talk Tuners, is the bassist for the group, Brian Hardgrove. He had some really good, explanations and more of the message of this song because, it can get twisted. It's music, right? You read, you interpret lyrics for how you want to. And that's the beauty of lyrics and music and art in general.
Totally.
Right? You take away with it what you want to. And according to Brian, and I'm just going to quote him, I found this from Wikipedia. Law enforcement is necessary. So fight the power. Everyone's brain will probably is going to go to injustice from police, from the police force, period.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So law enforcement is necessary. As a species, we haven't evolved past needing that. Fight the power is not about fighting authority. It's not that at all. It's about fighting abuse of power.
Right on. That's key.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not here to get preachy. I'm not here any of that. We're talking about them and how they're conveying their music. And and that message, and I'm right along with it. So yeah, 100%. Now, you know, Stephanie mentioned Do the Right Thing. Definitely watch that film. It was groundbreaking, you know, for folks that enjoy Rosie Perez. That's where she made her start, was in that movie.
Yeah.
So love me some Rosie. And the video. So again, we always talk about videos because it was a major, major part of marketing and awareness for groups to get their music out there to the masses. Spike Lee directed this video, and it was filmed on the same street in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, where the film was filmed. But yeah, so definitely, this song is, of course, they're bringing on like a revolutionary, it's revolutionary music. It's fantastic. And throughout 90s pop culture, it thrived. So like in this time, folks may remember the comedy skit show In Living Color that was on Fox. I mean, it was one of my favorites, for sure. Wayne Brothers, you have Jim Carrey, Fire Marshal Bill. And one of the great components of In Living Color was that they would bring various hip hop acts, whether just coming, whether they're on the charts, to perform live. And Public Enemy did a live performance of Fight the Power in 1991 on this show. So good. So good. And awesome. Also, this song is so important that even Prince Rogers Nelson, the late great.
Yeah.
He covered this song during a live set in a show in 1999 in Madrid. It was a summer festival.
Love it.
Of course he did.
Naturally. Rock and roll, sir.
Oh my gosh. So yes. And, Chuck D, just in general, he has collaborated with so many different artists and he puts his voice out there. He's a legend. Period. He is a legend.
Yeah.
And this song definitely is still relevant today.
It is. And I just think about the fact that they decided to bring it into a new context. And for mm-hmm. me, that was so interesting. And also, it's just a little bit historically of the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
But it was actually spring and summer of 2020 when protests broke out across the U.S. in response to the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor by police. And at this point, Public Enemy in solidarity with the protesters released a remix of Fight the Power, which I thought was really neat. It features Nas, Rhapsody, Black Thought, Jai, YG, and Questlove. And the performers talk about continuing resistance to systemic racism and racially motivated violence, just down to the present day, drawing those comparisons, right? Drawing those parallels between those current events and the more distant past, including mentioning the Tulsa race riot of 1921 and talking about recent acts of violence. And they also mention throughout the song, historical figures who fought oppression, Booker T. Washington, Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines. My apologies for any mispronunciations. These folks are important. But they vow in the song to keep fighting. And I thought that was really, really awesome. Just bring it to the present day. It's not sitting there as a song that's a relic, right? Bringing all this, they're contextualizing it to present day. And as Nas raps in the first verse, the next generation still singing Fight the Power. And I thought that really brought it all back together and really just shows to me Public Enemy's real-time relevance to the present mm-hmm. day and how they've
absolutely
really, I think, always made sure that they are.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. I honestly haven't heard this remix. I got to go check that out. And, Stephanie and I have had the pleasure of seeing them live together, which is definitely a more memorable moment in our lives and our friendship and our concert history.
Yeah. So I had the great honor and joy of seeing them at what I thought was a really fun festival for us to attend, Stephanie, the now defunct Vegas Music Festival in Vegas in 2007. Mm-hmm. And so that featured Rage Against the Machine, Daft Punk. It was great. Side note, we talk about it pretty extensively in our Tears for Fears episode if you want to just hear more about the festival in general.
Yeah.
But seeing Public Enemy there, was really awesome. And it's like they hadn't missed a beat, you know, from their time back in the day. And what stood out to me about that concert was just Flavor Flav just absolutely hamming it up. Just, you know, I always say like these musicians who can play to the back row are the ones who are the greatest showmen. And that guy, like, he can play to the back row. He's got his giant clock chain around his neck, as always. And this is the aforementioned Flavor of Love era. For those who have not seen that VH1 dating show. So he was like, he had that kind of visibility and prominence. And I think even like new generations knew him at that point and probably, you know, overshadowed a lot of people there because he was just so visible in pop culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
So like he was, you know, famous in his own right for that at that point. So that was pretty wild to see him in that context. And I feel like he had, you know, he played into that aspect of his fame during that era, as makes sense. But I think it really, it heightened the performance too, right? Like these were, it's like, oh, there's legends doing this. They got their own thing in the present day. And we're going to put on a hell of a show. And they did. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, DJ set was on point.
Yeah.
They had dancers as well. And it was, yeah, it was no joke. But yes, but there was enlightenment. And that's what Flav brings, a little bit of enlightenment and more funk to the song. So yeah, love it. That was great. I mean, literally, it was like people were squealing, you know?
Yeah, people were losing their minds. People were losing their minds. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
So yeah, absolutely. That was a very, very, very special moment for sure. Also caught him at the Rock the Bells festival back in 07. This particular lineup was, you know, had Rage, Wu-Tang. Yeah, small groups, right? It was a small show. EPMD. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if y'all heard of them, right? Yeah, these guys. And, you know, during Public Enemy set, they definitely had that same presence that they had brought to Vegas. But the cool thing that was added to this was that Scott Ian, who is the guitarist for Anthrax, was present and performed the collaboration that the Public Enemy and Anthrax did in 91 called Bring the Noise. And that song is so important for me as a metalhead. And that was My Worlds Colliding, one of the first songs I ever heard about my worlds of rap and metal colliding, because those are my two favorite genres, I ain't gonna lie. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I played that song on repeat and repeat. And oh my God, it was so good. I think I probably cried a little bit. Don't care. Two of my heroes, man. So rap metal, love it. And also I should have, and I we've talked about this as well. And I believe it's the episode for the Misfits. So, at Fun Fest, which is a defunct, festival that used to take place in Austin, at the, you know, there's three different stages and Public Enemy was headlining one and Danzig was headlining another. And because I had already seen Public Enemy, I was going to go ahead and check out Danzig. And well, there was a riot because Danzig didn't want to, you know, he's like an hour and a half late or whatever. So, but I should have seen Public Enemy. And I remember when I got out of that mess, I walked over there and caught like the last couple of songs. And I'm like, wow, this vibe is fucking great. People here are having a good time. Everybody's with it. And I just came from hell.
Right.
So it's crazy when you go to these festivals, you know, all the mixed feelings and just like the acute incidents that happen that can make or break your time. And so anyway, now I know better. If Public Enemy is headlining, I'm always going to go to that set.
Hell yeah.
Period. Hell yeah. And I remember there was a divide too, dude. Like we had our friends and they were like, who's going to CP? Who's going to go to Danzig? And I was like, we're trying to like really talk about it. And I was like, okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to go see Danzig because I haven't. He's doing Misfits sets and I haven't seen that performed through his mouth. So I'm gonna go this way. Eh, wrong decision. Oh well. You'll forgive me, Chuck, right? Yeah, I hope so. But yeah, so guys, let's, you know, start talking about your stories. Reach out to us. We know concert season is here, festivals are here. We know you are doing big things and we want to hear about them. You can follow us on your social choice, y'all. We are here and ready to interact with you. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Stephanie's Talk Tunes, Twitter, Stephanie's Talk, Gmail, stephaniestalktunes@gmail.com. An easy shortcut to all things Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes, you can simply go to stephaniestalktunes.com.
Yeah, you can get all episodes, you can pick up some merch, you can do whatever the heck you want, but we've made it easy for you to go one-stop shop over there. It's also super awesome, and we're so grateful for it when you rate us. 5-star review on Spotify, Good Pods, Apple Podcasts. That really helps our visibility. I was just checking the charts just this week on Good Pods, Stephanie. We just hit number 2 on the music history chart.
Well, damn. Look
for
at us.
Good Pods. And if folks aren't familiar with Good Pods, it's kind of like Goodreads for podcasts. Quick download. It's really a huge level of support for us. So I just want to thank those of you who've done that, because that has been really wonderful and gratifying. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And y'all, we are a proud member of the Pantheon Network. Please check those guys out. Our family, there's a lot of good music-centric podcasts for you to check out as well. I want to thank Public Enemy just thank them. Thank you, if it even matters. Definitely one of the biggest, most influential groups I've ever come across from the 90s there on until this day. So thank you. This is Stephanie Pena. I had a great time today, but I gotta go. Bye.
Stephanie Myers here. Peace out. Talk tuners. See you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.